Greetings, everybody. There's a lot going on. I'm your host, James Gilliland, and where to start? I've been doing a lot of meetings and traveling, met some beautiful people on the island, and did a lot of energy exchange. And it's a lot of things coming together. It seems like people are really finally starting to figure things out. And those who are authentic are coming together, and those who are not authentic are also coming together. So it's getting really interesting. But as far as the planets happening, there's actually six planets lining up right now. Mercury, Venus, Jupiter, and Saturn will be visible to the naked eye. And you'll need some night vision or binoculars to see Neptune and Uranus. I would suggest to watch Uranus during these times because things are really heating up. There's two major events coming up at the end of February. First, all the way, at the end of February, and then I think the 1st of March, you're going to see a lot of major things happening. And the second one will be in October. So, because there's massive influxes of energy coming in. And along with the planetary alignments. So 2026 is the pivot point where actually three different timelines merge. And so this is like biblical, folks. It's like, I guess we're going to decide which one we go down, and so and it's a lot of it's individual, it's going to be. Your choices and actions are going to determine which timeline you end up on. So we have to raise our frequencies and align with the universal law if we're going to make these shifts, basically. And as we said earlier, we are in the great reveal right now. Everything is going to come up, be exposed. The masks are all coming down. And that brings us to the Epstein files. We're going to see a lot of politicians and billionaires and pedophiles look, straight into the camera and tell bold-faced lies. And we're not sure, some of this is trying to get to the truth, and some of this is just more interference, basically. You're not going to get the truth from the mainstream media. What I've seen is, I think who's doing a great job is Candace Owens, although a lot of people are attacking her right now. She's one of the few people that is really operating from impeccable integrity and doing the investigation and doing the discernment, as to what's real and what's not. And so out of all the crazy theories and everything else, although it is pretty crazy what's going on, she's probably the only one I've seen that has really held her own, and kept to the investigation and asking the right questions. So anyway, stay in tune with her. There's a lot of people that have already stepped down or they're in hiding right now because they know their time is up. All the files have been released as we said they would. And I think Hillary and Erica are competing for the worst actors title. They should get an Oscar there. Bill and a few others are close behind, so don't worry, their karma will catch up. It's some of it their karma already has caught up. You're just seeing masks and mirrors and it's all going to be revealed here really soon. We've always said don't get caught up in the drama. Everything is going to be revealed, and with the two-party system and their power struggles, the one-upmanship and backstabbing, everything will be disclosed, ensuring mutual destruction. So I think this whole two-party system is going to go in the toilet after this. One is more deceptive than the other, and one is aligned with the deep state and the demoralization and population control program, and the other has a little better foundation, but there's still a lot going on with both parties. People are actually losing their faith in leaders, political and religious. And because neither has created universal peace. And so this is as it should be, because people need to lead themselves and make their own personal God connection. The time of worshiping external gods, promoting division, fear, guilt, and unworthiness is over. The satanic Luciferian idol worshiping of Baal and Baphomet, sacrificial gods for power over others, are being exposed and coming to an end, along with those that serve them. So those who desire power over others, capitalizing on people's ignorance, do not make good leaders or teachers. Look at all these photos, with the Dalai Lama and all these top spiritual leaders and healers and, people just hanging out with Jeffrey there, getting his blessing, So it doesn't take rocket science to figure this out. Or other agency connections going on. But we need to start paying attention to this. And, sadly, self-serving opportunists with a sense of entitlement have risen to the top in almost every institution. And this includes the UFO, UAP community, And you might as well add some of the dolphin and whale folks into that mix as well. Predation on the trusting, the using UFOs, whales, and dolphins to cash in does not align with the universal law or profess enlightenment. So there's big difference in bringing awareness and education versus conning others, basically spiritual deception and extortion to fulfill one's sense of entitlement. And there's a lot of that going on. You would be surprised. People you're looking up to are not who you think they are. So extreme discernment is going to be necessary in the days to come. Impeccable integrity is an endangered species. But it is coming back. Anyway, I was watching several Christian ministers, some from Israel and Gaza, speaking on the way Christians are treated in Israel. And Huckabee has a lot to answer for. He just did more to divide the Middle East than anyone and create more distrust. It's unbelievable. And he might want to recall that ambassador. His statements concerning Israel taking over the entire Middle East did not make any friends with adjoining countries. And for those that need to sum this up in a couple sentences, there's no such thing as a Christian Zionist. It's an oxymoron. A Zionist believes God loves them only at the expense of everyone else. And that is it. Period. End of story. That's all you need to know. But we'll go further for those that need more explanation. They believe they're the chosen ones destined to rule the world and can do whatever they wish with non-believers. And this is anti-Christ, all-inclusive teachings, plain and simple. There's no exclusivity. We're all God's children, period. End of story. God's omnipresent. That's all you need to know. But anyway, many Zionists believe Jesus is a false prophet boiling in his own excrement, which is why they're doing all the sacrifices and building a temple to bring in their Messiah, which will grant them total rule over the earth. We've talked about this before, but people need to wake up to this. A true Christian believes God loves everyone. Those who choose God are the chosen ones, and trespassing on another is against God's law. So there is no blood right or blood guilt. Sacrifices and idol worshiping were banned in the New Testament. The new covenant, was a new image of God, the all-loving, all-forgiving, omnipresent, all-inclusive God, the cosmic birther of everyone and everything. The Bible clearly states Israel will be taken over by the Antichrist, become the synagogue of Satan, and when Jesus returns, there will be a battle. The Antichrist will be defeated and we will enter 1,000 years of peace. So, I might add the Native American prophecies are similar, yet include a grand reunion with the Star Nations, which are mentioned in the Bible, throughout the Bible, if you know how to read it. But this is obviously what is playing out. Whatever nation you want to. If you go back into the ancient scriptures or holy books of everybody. This has all been ordained and previously talked about, and it's all playing out right now. And it's basically anybody paying attention basically can see this. So unfortunately, America is being duped into fighting Israel's wars, and being part of the brute squad for their expansionism. And the actions in this grand play are clearly establishing who is who. Christians need to make a new ring. Who would Jesus bomb? Remember that WWJD thing that they put out? Well, time for a new ring, I guess. Anyway, the vast majority of Americans are against the wars and genocide, turning Gaza into Club Israel. And they are America first, not Israel or illegal aliens first. And they are also against the AI-driven mass surveillance and censorship. Our right to privacy and free speech, needs to be honored. If politicians are not honoring that, they are committing treason. They're going against the Constitution. Period, So I hope this clears everything up. This is a nonpartisan observation here. I'm not pushing any one party. This is just, if you're paying attention, this is what you're seeing. All right, looks like gold and silver went through the roof. Gold on Friday was 5,200 and silver topped out at 93.58. I think it went up to almost, I'm not sure where it went up. Somebody was saying 120, and then it got kicked back down again really fast. But I guess it's sitting at 93.58, and that's as of Friday. So another day it could do something else anyway. So I would not be surprised if the EBS kicked in soon. The electronic broadcast system, or and the stock market, is the old system, and it's collapsing with the QFS quantum financial system taking its place. So, karma will come home to the war and disease profiteers. The only ones that profit from war and disease basically are the archons, the ones feeding on the fear, pain, and suffering of humanity and their demiurge, their false god, basically. Kingdoms based on ill-gotten gain, those that capitalize at the expense of humanity, the earth will collapse. It's already happening. A lot of these billionaires are hiding out right now, and their kingdoms, their assets are being frozen. So it's just the tip of the iceberg anyway. So basically they're not frequency specific to the awakening healing of humanity, the earth, or the ascension process, which is preceded by the great reveal. And we can't deny everything is being revealed. There's nothing not being revealed right now. Everything is coming up or in the process of coming up, so they can't hide anymore. So as we previously have said, the mask will all come down. Everyone will be exposed for who and what they are and what they have done. And this includes especially the UFO and the spiritual community and the whale and dolphin community too. There's a lot of shenanigans happening there. Anyway, all ill-gotten gain will be lost, and so it's best to direct our assets and service to others, the cleanup and restoration of the planet, the planetary liberation referred to as the awakening and healing of humanity and the earth. We are experiencing major earth changes, which are exponentially becoming more frequent and intense. The Ring of Fire has basically lit up, and there's presently 45 volcanoes that are active. Not maybe going to erupt, we're saying active, so Camla on, I don't know, hopefully I said that right, in the Philippines just went off. Guatemala's Volcán de Fuego sent off a fiery plume up in the sky. Kilauea is ongoing, becoming more intense with every eruption. And we've always said, watch Etna, the mountain will rumble and the Pope will humble. So a lot of deep quakes in the seven range are occurring, and that means it's going to keep moving up. California's experienced 200 quakes in the last couple of weeks, most in the Santa Rosa area, and there's a lot of prophecies of California sliding into the ocean and becoming more some islands, basically. So some of it already has. There's a lot of the geology there. has this slippery clay level that when it really rains hard, that gets wet and everything starts sliding and going off. And with a few big quakes, if you get a lot of rain and a few big quakes, which is what we have right now, it's going to be surfs up basically. So, but anyway, if you're in that area, you might be good to sit on the land and ask for guidance. The volcano off the coast of Oregon is also something to watch. It's becoming very active. So many are having visions of a major quake affecting Seattle or Portland, and a lot of people have seen those. I've had those visions too, but I couldn't tell what I was looking at. I could see it was a major city, and it was in the Northwest, and definitely that fault line's going to be going, making, doing some movement. Anyway, you can definitely feel things are building. Something really big is coming, and we just don't know what it is. So I would expect major social, economic, and physical earth changes, especially during the planetary alignments and full moons. Many having visions of a major UFO, UAP, UAP. I can't even say UAP anymore because it's part of the cover-up. I hate to say it. They don't want to talk about all the UFO researchers and contactees that they extinguished in the past, so they have to change it to UAP, and that can bury the past, and they're not don't have to take responsibility for that, and all the deception in the past. So that's kind of why they've shifted it. They're trying to get rid of UFO and put UAP in there, but they'll tell you otherwise. But that's really the guiding energy behind that. But anyway, they're saying that many people are having visions, of a major intervention in the Middle East, if the rockets start flying. And I've heard that too all along. So you might want to say some prayers and ask for it, hopefully before the rockets land, asking goes a long way concerning divine intervention. So if you haven't noticed by now, many have realized, I don't have a lot of patience concerning the moral and integrity challenged people capitalizing on the ignorance of the masses in service to self. And this includes the posers, shills, and those participating in the controlled UFO, UAP narrative and external worship of an internal God, within everybody. Those pushing the fear, guilt, and unworthiness program. I mean, we're always clearing that up doing counseling. People going, oh, God's mad at me, or I did this, or I did that. Here's a little tidbit. God doesn't have an ego. It can't judge. It's like the sun. It just shines on everybody. So we have to stop. We have to forgive ourselves. They talk about sin and all these other things, fear, guilt, unworthiness, and sin, and the original sin and all that stuff. Well, I hate to tell you this, but in the all-loving, all-forgiving God of love and peace, there is no sin. And the new teachings of Jesus have just brought this out. Like, God just says, as you wish. It's pure, unconditional love and joy. It doesn't have an ego. And it says, as you wish. And, if you're saying, if you're pissed off at somebody and you harm somebody, then that harm comes back to you. It's you did that. God isn't punishing you. The relatives might be punishing you in the system, the legal system might be punishing you, but it isn't God doing it. There is action reaction and universal law, which ties into that, but there is an all-loving, all-forgiving God, and it's just pure unconditional love and joy and bliss. I've been there. I've experienced it. There's a lot of people talking about God. There's very few people that have actually experienced God. So it's the wellspring from which everything came out. We're all family, basically. But anyway, a lot of these people doing this nonsense, basically, they suck all the oxygen out of the room, all the funding, and they muddy the waters. And, for that, I make no apologies for calling that out. The only way we're going to have contact and is with the benevolent and spiritually and technologically advanced, physical and ultra-dimensional off-worlders, some of them are not physical, is to rise to the occasion. We must be in impeccable integrity with an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. Neither government, religions, or those perpetuating the controlled narrative have risen to the occasion. Yet we look upon them as go-betweens and disseminators of truth. And they haven't even, they don't have the truth. They haven't even cleaned up their own dramas, their own wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experiences. How are they going to help you? So anyway, that's only brought over 70 years of failed disclosure. So are we going to do it for another 70 years? That's the question we need to ask. Are we ever going to contact or even acknowledge the benevolent, spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders? The ones with free energy, anti-counter-gravity, med beds, healing technologies that are basically magical, and those who live according to universal law. Are we ever going to take the quantum leap in evolution as promised by several previous meetings with off-world ambassadors? And are we, the ones that never disclose this to the public, basically, these meetings? Are those participating in the controlled narrative the ones keeping this from happening? Leaving veterans without limbs, children suffering, dying of cancer, withholding cures, the continuation of polluting our air, water, land with toxic chemicals and our food. They're major doing it with the food. They're adding gender benders to the food, trying to destroy the masculine. Because the masculine is all for protecting family and country, which is a threat to them. So anyway, all of this could be avoided. And those self-serving, morally and integrity challenged opportunists are keeping you from it. And I'm being very blunt here because we really need to figure this out and wake up. So think about this when you see the entertainers, the see me, dig me folks cashing in, distracting you from real disclosure. And your own personal God connection, promoting these external gods and idol worship and nonsense like that. Any true master or highly evolved ET will be helping you to make your own personal connection with Creator. Basically, they do not want to be worshiped. They have their own lives, and they don't want to be feared either. And they're in service. They operate out of universal law. So anyway, now is the time for a disposer movement instead of a disclosure movement. There's always time to change one's course and direction, gain the wisdom from the past, forgive yourself, step into impeccable integrity, and get on with real disclosure. Stop attacking the authentic. Better yet, find the authenticity within self. It's called your soul, and it's screaming at you right now. Our soul is the fail-safe system, and our souls are being activated, and there's a lot of attempts to deactivate it, through the we won't even mention it, but there's a lot of the poisons in your food, things getting injected into you, and all these things are deactivating the soul connection or the God connection. So if we don't rise, with the occasion and become frequency specific to the Earth's ascension, our days to come are going to be short, basically. Most will succumb to the weight of their own karma, which is an immutable law. All actions outside of universal law will have a reaction. Universal law is universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all. And it's backed by popular demand. People are starting to realize what universal law is, how these advanced civilizations operate, and they're starting to say, hey, wait a second, we've got to redirect our energies. And people personally are saying, I have to redirect my energies. I have to align with my own unique soul purpose and get on with it. A lot of you came from very advanced civilizations and incarnated the earth and had your mind wipe and forgot who you are. But it's still there. It's just, you access it through emotions. The emotional body is massive compared to the intellect and the personality self. And so when you go beyond that, You start getting into the emotional body and the astral body and the etheric body, where all your past lives are there. And you can access, we're all vast beings. We've been around forever. The soul's eternal. It follows Einstein's theory. Energy can't be created or destroyed. It just is and always is. And so it just changes form. So even when you die, your body disassembles itself back into the atom. And from complex structures, your soul moves on. And some will go on the wheel of reincarnation. They'll go into the 4D, middle 4D, and just reincarnate and come back again. And others are going to blast through 4D into through the psychic barrier into 5D, 6D, and 7D on up, depending on where you came from before you incarnated. But it's good to know we, our consciousness, our frequency determines where we go in the days to come. And there's no wrathful God waiting for you. There aren't 70 virgins either. I need to burst some of your bubbles, but it's beyond that. I love when they're trying to trip up Jesus or Yeshua, and they said, hey, if this woman is married to one brother and that brother dies, by law she goes to the other brother, and if that brother dies, then she goes to the next brother. So now she's been married to three brothers, and what happens when she ends up in heaven? And he said she'll be committing adultery. And Jesus, Yeshua said no. He said she'll be free as an angel. So it's something to think about. It's sit with that one for a while. But anyway, then the bottom line is, universal law is coming back due to popular demand. And so we just need to keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent, and get rid of these jealous, wrathful, genocidal images of God, and forget about the fear, guilt, and unworthiness that's being promoted, and the division, the separation. Because, the reality of things is God is omnipresent. It's closer than the hair on your head. It is you. It's you and everything and everyone. It's the Creator's omnipresent throughout all creation. So there are no chosen ones. There is no blood guilt and or blood right. Your soul is beyond the blood, and on a soul level, we all came from the same source, and we need to remember that. And what you do unto another, you do unto God, Creator, Great Spirit, whatever name you want to give it. So it's really that simple. So, basically, the inner bottom line, if you operate outside of universal law and you become self-serving, an opportunist, at the expense of others, you're really doing it at the expense of yourself. And eventually there will be the wraparound, the boomerang will come back. And anyway, on that note, I just wanted to say a heads up. Watch what happens in the Middle East right now. I'm really hoping we don't do this ridiculous war thing again. That money needs to go back to the people, to, America first, basically. And a lot of these threats aren't what we've been told. They're there. They're out there to keep the war industry going. And we just have to put an end to that nonsense, basically. But it's tricky because when you got these psycho religious leaders out there, thinking death to all who don't believe in our book, our belief or religion, there's a need to set boundaries with that. But a lot of times, the enemy's not who we think it is. And so look at the actions, look at do the actions align with Christ consciousness or Buddha consciousness? Expansionism at others' expense, genocide, all those things, they are totally opposite. They are the Antichrist. And so we need to take a hard look at that. Anyway, on that note, that's all I have for today. Keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. This next week's going to be crazy. Going through the 1st of March, and then again, October is going to be even more insane with some more huge shifts on the planet. And watch the stars. There's a lot happening in your heavens above your head. And you don't have to be a rocket science to have contact. You don't have to be a Christ or a Buddha to have contact. You just need to be basically a good person, a loving and kind human being. That's all you need to do. And there's your religion. Practice love and kindness, and stop being predators, basically. Stop conning people. Tell the truth, and that's all going to come out in the days to come. I mean, I've seen so much of it in my years. I mean, we started Ysetti in 1986. And before that, I was having contact. Even as a kid, I was having contact. And so I've seen it all. I've seen the posers come and go. I've seen the shills. I've seen the controlled narrative. I've been at the negative end of it. I pretty much know who's who out there, who's authentic and who's not. And some of them were very expensive lessons, and on my part, very detrimental lessons. But I gained the wisdom from the experience and moved on. And I'm just going to let karma take its course, basically. And those who are not frequency specific to the ascension process, those who've been, out of moral and integrity, and those who've taken that path are going to have their lessons. And there's no way of getting around that. And no matter how much they fool themselves and try to fool others, their actions are going to create a reaction, and the truth will come out, and things will come back into balance. That's just where we're going. So again, on that note, as I said before, keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent, and definitely use discernment in the days to come. And we need to redirect our energies, our consciousness, and our energies and our assets towards the service to others and the awakening healing process and the restoration of Earth. That's basically where we need to get going. And honor the basics, the basics, freedom of speech, the right to privacy, all that has to be honored in the days to come. Are we gonna just turn into another totalitarian planet, which is really not aligned with what's going to happen. So anyway, just stay in the heart, be of love, be of service, and do the best you can. And if you need to make some restorations, to anything where you've harmed people or acted unjustly to somebody, it's time to forgive yourself, forgive others, and maybe a little restitution is in order. To straighten things out. And when I say restitution, I mean, I'm not saying this, I can't remember what the word for it is, where we're supposed to be giving all the African Americans, $300,000 or whatever. That doesn't make sense, because I know I've had several lives. I've had lives as a slave. I have genetically, I'm mainly Irish, Scotch-Irish, and Cherokee. So does the Scotch-Irish part, which were major slaves in the past, have to pay my Cherokee part? And you know what I mean? It's really ridiculous when we've been everything and everyone in the past. And if I didn't participate in any way, or my family, in slavery, I don't think it's my karma to have to pay these reparations. It doesn't make any sense, unless you want to really push the victim and try to get votes, and that program, buy your votes, with one race or another, which creates more division and more anger, and more resentment. So don't fall for that one. Anyway, I mean, it'd be great to get $300,000, but I'm not going to put blackface on. and cry victim to get it. And I'm not going to blame somebody who has totally had nothing to do with that situation and extort money out of them. I mean, it makes no sense whatsoever, unless you're just trying to buy votes and create more division. But anyway, on that note, again, I know I'm going off on a tangent, but pay attention to what's happening. For those that are a little slow, genocide is bad. Expanding your borders and taking from others what's rightfully theirs is bad. Not a good idea. Capitalizing at the expense of others and the earth is not good. So, being of service to others in the environment and cleaning up the environment, it's really good. So it's not rocket science to figure this out. And so don't fall for all the doublespeak and all the dramas going on. Just get back to the basics of what does it mean to be a decent human being? I don't care what title you have, what religion, you claim or whatever. Get back to what does it mean to be loving, kind, and a decent human being? That's all you need to do. And then everything will be well. All right. So I said I was signing off, but I am signing off now. So have a great future and pay attention. Major shifts coming. Good night. All right, folks, there's one more thing that we wanted to announce. It's really important. The Awakening of James is out. It's being re-edited and put back on the website. So there was a lot of hanky-panky going on, almost like AI attacks, and the whole thing got messed up, and we still haven't figured out how it happened. Nobody can figure it out, but anyway, on the website, you'll probably get an email back from us saying, here's the new copy. You can re-click on that and download that. And that there hasn't been very many books because we caught it right away, but there are a few books that went out that were scrambled and didn't. I mean, they're still nice books and they have a lot of beautiful pictures in them, but all the words and everything ended up looking like light language. But there is a lot of interference, and especially when you're over the target, you're going to get hit by everything. Everything from agencies to AIs to the little dark entities themselves. So anyway, we fixed everything and it's going to be back out really soon. The paperback and the hardback are both going to be coming out very soon. And it probably be, in another couple weeks at the most. And then it's going to go out on Amazon and the other ones. So hang in there, and we'll fix everything that got screwed up. And oh, it's getting crazy. If you're authentic, if you're over the target, expect flak, and you're going to get it. So again, just keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. And we'll see you next week.
Thank you. Come join us and start your free trial today. Watch our weekly podcast, As You Wish Talk Radio, with James Gilliland every Saturday, or catch up on past shows. Watch Skywatch videos of UFOs, orbs, and much more. You can also learn about self-mastering, herbalism, and how to ground and shield yourself from negative unseen influences through our many wonderful workshops. So what are you waiting for? Come join the fun. We're waiting for you. And don't forget to visit our wonderful merch store and show your support today.